Now, it isn't that we're a ready bunch of alcoholics, but the same mechanism goes on all dynamics. And we're familiar with that mechanism because it's in plain sight, it's been advertised, people have been propagandized with it, people have been degraded with it, the government gets a big tax from it. The alcoholic says, well, he's going to leave it alone. But what the alcoholic can't do is take one drink and stop. That's what he can't do. If you want to establish whether or not an alcoholic has been cured, it isn't whether he leaves liquor alone. He hasn't been cured if he merely leaves liquor alone. He's merely rehabilitated a total ability to abstain. Got the idea? He's got the ability to abstain, and he's recovered an ability to totally withhold himself from that, and that's what he's going to do. But that doesn't mean he has any control over the situation, does it? The way you test an alcoholic is to find out whether he can take one drink and stop. Put a bottle on the table, put a glass, fill up the glass, leave the bottle right there in front of him, and say, let's see if you can take one drink. If you come back and the bottle is empty, he isn't cured. Not only will that bottle be emptied, you see, but he'll be out ravening around the neighborhood trying to do anything he can do in order to get another bottle. And if left to his own devices, he would simply kill himself with it, because that also is a method of stopping. Probably this is the mechanism of death. Haven't investigated that too steeply or deeply. But that's probably why people die from poison and die from this and die from that. By the way, any stimulant taken in sufficient quantity is poison, and any poison taken in slight enough quantity is a stimulant or depressant. It's order of magnitude is the whole thing, just order of magnitude. There were some people around taking arsenic a few hundred years ago, for instance. Most of the witches had got a very bad repute, and they started driving stakes through their chests and all that sort of thing simply because they were arsenic takers. And they were taking arsenic, and it would, of course, preserve them against rotting. And you'd open up a coffin of somebody who was a reputed witch, and they wouldn't have decayed one single bit. The bacteria would bite and kick over because of the arsenic. So, and these people could condition themselves by small dosages, carrying it up to larger dosages, to a point where they could take enormous quantities of arsenic. This was first done to proof oneself against being poisoned, when arsenic was the favorite poison. And there was not necessarily a big zing involved with it, but there is a little bit of a zing involved with it. I know I tried it once, and didn't mix up one dose particularly well, and didn't go on a proper gradient, and for a day or two, it was pretty grim. So I stopped that particular experiment at that point. I found out I could withhold. But I did find out this. I wanted to know if this story was true, and human beings on this particular planet aren't expendable, and I am. So there it is. And I wanted to find out whether or not you could take a gradient scale of this sort of thing, or what was the actual nature of poisons or stimulants. What was their actual nature? And I knew about this arsenic gag, and so I just started building up along the line. And it's true. It's true. There's a little bit of a zing to arsenic if you don't take quite enough of it. But I had already built myself up to a much larger than lethal dose at the time I slipped and took about double dosage. And therefore, somebody slipping arsenic into the oatmeal wouldn't have had any effect on me at all. But more importantly, much more importantly, the magic bullet. You remember the magic bullet, Ehrlich's magic bullet, 606, back at the turn of the 20th century? so forth, is nothing more nor less than that witch's cure brought up to present time. It's arsenic. And therefore, a witch didn't get sick, and they could handle some of the most fantastic diseases. They could handle black plague, you see, and they could handle smallpox, and they could handle anything under the sun. The witchcraft, by the way, was a very widespread organization that operated as the medical fraternity of Europe prior to the ingress of the Catholic Church with its talk about demons and how all Thetans must die. And it's not that I was particularly a member of the witchcraft or a member of the church. This was the big contest. And now the witchcraft has won out, except they call them MDs. They actually abused their privileges enormously, and they had modus operandi, which was very disreputable in numerous ways. They abused their powers, and so they withheld themselves out of existence. Now, they didn't withhold themselves out of existence. They couldn't withhold themselves. They reduced themselves out of existence.